Welcome to Winning Every Day. Winning Every Day devotional is written by Isaac Mell. If you are blessed by this podcast, kindly share with your friends and loved ones at the end of the podcast. Thank you and may the Lord bless you.
Fire in my veins, road to redemption, song of salvation, my anchor in oceans that toss me in waves. We're not in
Thank you for joining us today on this podcast. Sometimes in life, we go through processes in our lives when we feel stuck in a pattern of behavior or thinking which is not productive. We may feel like we are going in circles and not making any real progress. But just like the Israelites in Deuteronomy chapter 2 verse 3, God is calling us to change our direction. In this message, we will explore the importance of leaving behind patterns that are holding us back and moving forward in obedience to God. Today we are looking at the topic, change your direction. Our Bible text is from Deuteronomy chapter 2 verse 3.
Deuteronomy chapter 2 verse 3. Ye have compassed this mountain long enough. Turn you northward.
We all go through times in our lives when we feel like we are stuck in a pattern of behavior or thinking that is not healthy or productive. We may feel like we are going in circles and not making any real progress. But just like the Israelites in Deuteronomy chapter 2 verse 3, God is calling us to change our direction. From our Bible text in Deuteronomy chapter 2 verse 3, which says, "Ye have compassed this mountain long enough, turn you northward." God commanded the Israelites to stop walking in circle and change direction. We also need a change of direction in life whenever we get stuck with no progress. At times in life, we find ourselves stuck in a pattern of behavior or thinking that is not healthy or productive. We may feel like we are going in circles, not making any real progress. This can be frustrating and disheartening. But, just like the Israelites in the verse above, God is calling us to change our direction. The Israelites had been wandering in the wilderness for 40 years. They had been following a pattern of disobedience and rebellion, and as a result, they were not able to enter the promised land. But God, in His mercy, told them to change their direction and move forward. He was telling them that they had compassed this mountain long enough, and it was time for them to move on. What have you been doing wrong in your life? Is there a pattern or lifestyle that kept you stagnant? It's time to make a change. The best definition of foolishness is to keep doing the same thing with no result. You have stayed too long in that rut. You have to change direction today. God is calling you to change your direction. He wants you to leave behind patterns of behavior or thinking that are holding you back, and to move forward in obedience to Him. This may not always be easy, but God promises to be with you and to guide you as you take steps to change your direction. Ask yourself these questions. What are the areas of my life where I'm stuck in a pattern of behavior or thinking? How can I change direction in those areas? I will highlight 6 positive steps that you can take to change your direction, leaving unproductive ways of life to move forward. Remember that change is a process and it's important to trust in God's guidance and provision as you take steps to change today. 1. Pray for guidance and wisdom. James chapter 1 verse 5 says, "If any of you lacks wisdom, you should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to you." Asking God for guidance and wisdom is an important first step in changing direction. 2. Identify the areas of your life where you need to change direction. Psalm chapter 139 verses 23 to 24 says, "Search me, God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. See if there is any offensive way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting." This verse reminds us to be honest with ourselves about the areas of our lives that need to change. 3. Seek accountability and support. Proverbs chapter 27 verse 17 says, "As iron sharpens iron, so one person sharpens another." Having accountability and support from others can help us stay on track as we change direction. 4. Take practical steps to change your behavior. James chapter 2 verse 17 says, In the same way, faith by itself, if it is not accompanied by action, is dead. It's important to take practical steps to change your behavior, as well as to have faith in God's leading. 5. Trust in God's guidance. Psalm chapter 32 verse 8 says, I will instruct you and teach you in the way which you should go. I will counsel you with my eye upon you. This verse reminds us to trust in God's guidance and His leading as we change direction. And finally, 6. Read the Word of God and meditate on it. Psalm chapter 1 verse 2 says, But His delight is in the law of the Lord, and on His law He meditates day and night. This verse reminds us that reading the Word of God and meditating on it is a powerful tool in changing direction and staying on the right path. In conclusion, change can be hard, but it's important to remember that God is calling us to change our direction. We need to trust in His guidance and provision as we take steps to move forward in obedience to Him. It's important to listen to the voice of God and obey it, even if it's difficult. Let's not compass the mountain of stagnation any further, but listen to God's voice and follow it. As you go today, take a moment to pray and ask God for the strength and guidance to change direction in different areas of your life where you need it. Let's pray. Dear God, we come to you today acknowledging that there are areas in our lives where we need to change direction. We ask for your wisdom and guidance as we take steps to make changes. We trust in your provision and your promise to be with us as we walk this journey of change. Give us the strength and the courage to let go of patterns that are holding us back and to move forward in obedience to you. Bless us and grant us the grace to walk in the right direction today. In Jesus' mighty name we pray, Amen.
Bible in a year. The Bible reading for today is from Exodus chapter 7 and chapter 8. And for the evening, Matthew chapter 17 verse 14 to 27. Thank you for being part of today's episode of Winning Every Day. Have a pleasant day and may the Lord bless.
For more information about salvation, faith and other biblical topics, write to info@isaacmel.com. You can also call us for prayer requests and to share your testimonies on +234 706 688 5715. Winning Every Day is a daily devotional podcast by Isaac Mel Ministries. You can also listen to us on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and on Spreaker. Till next podcast, go and win with Jesus.